We are recording. Hello, Anar.
Hi.
I'm so excited that you're here. I want to share your experience of working with me. You've been such an amazing person to be working with. I am so excited to have you here. Your story is huge. It's huge, and it's so inspiring for everyone who is going to watch this. You're going to share the secrets and how it was to work in Goddesstone and how you manifested over $1.5 million Astarian dollars, which is over $1 million in American dollars. All right. So do you want to just share a little bit of who you are and your name and what your education is? And yeah, a bit about who you are.
Hi, I'm Anna, and I'm a single mom. I'm a trained psychologist, and I've got two kids, a girl and a boy who are 8 and 11. And I'm also an entrepreneur who creates my own online programs.
Ah, amazing. So let's see, when you first joined Goddesstone, your life was a little bit chaotic, right? It was a little bit overwhelming for you when you come up to me.
Yeah.
So do you want to share how it was?
Yeah. So I just separated from my husband, and I'd gotten into this toxic relationship with this guy that was no good for me. He got me on the rebound, and he got me in with a bad crowd and smoking and drinking and all these, terrible things. So yeah, I definitely needed something. So yeah, I think it just popped up right at the right time.
Oh, did I just pop up on Facebook?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I love to hear that story. Like, I just and then it's just like poop, and a post just pop up or something.
Yeah. So like, I was doing the whole entrepreneur thing of like adding people, 10 people every day, and I must have added you. Mm-hmm. And I was working with this other business coach, and we're going okay, but we weren't quite gelling. And then I saw one of your posts, and I was just like, like the energy of it. I just I'm like, whoa.
Who the fuck is this chick?
Yeah. And I just like, I couldn't look away. I'm like, I need to know more.
Amazing.
I was intrigued.
Awesome. Facebook. I mean, Facebook is the fucking shit. So it was like you were in a toxic relationship, and we all been there. I mean, we pick men that are maybe in our best interest, no judgment, but we just feel like this is like off. And this was a time also where you didn't have any income, right? You didn't, your ex and your parents have to help you pay for food and rent and stuff like that. You didn't have a real income. You were struggling to sell your program and didn't have so much clients just here and there.
Yeah, I was struggling, and there was a lot of times when the bank account was at zero, which was, and I'd have nights where I'd be awake worrying about, what the hell am I going to do?
Mm. How do I can afford it?
Yeah. And I hated that feeling. I just hated it.
Mm. It's so difficult also when you are, a mom, you love your moms, you want to do anything for your children. You want to be a present, patient mom, but it's hard, when you're struggling for money and you never even really know what money will come in. It's hard to be there. So, yeah.
Yeah. And even trying to hide it from them, they can still tell.
Yeah. Because you are tense, it's this worried, not feeling safe and want to do the best for them. And yeah, it's hard. So, yeah. So that was how it was before Goddesstone. So I just popped up on Facebook, and it was actually, I thought you were, I don't think we were friends more than a couple of weeks before you jump aboard on Goddesstone. It was very, very fast. I remember it was like, oh, Honor, oh, she's cool. And then we start chatting. And then I was launching Goddesstone in that process when you were popping up. And then you just decided to jump aboard and pay in full. So what made you do that decision? What made you like, oh God, I know this chick for 2 weeks. I never met her personally, but I would just take the last of my money and just pay for it.
Because I knew that I was struggling with my relationships with men and also my finances. And when I saw you were kind of offering, you're talking about them together. That sort of stood out to me as, oh, maybe they're linked together. She can help me with both of those things. And also the whole thing, I'd been working so hard and not getting anywhere. and showed the whole thing about the lazy way was really good. I'm like, well, I can't possibly be working any harder, so I've got to try something completely different.
Like less hard, like be lazy instead. Yeah. So yeah, because that is something that we're going to talk about more, like the connection between money and men. That was something that really stand out for you, like that they are the same force of energy, because divine masculine energy is the force behind masculine man and money. So the key is to really do this feminine lazy work to attract them both. So yeah, so you were. How did it feel after you just made, you know, paying in full for a mastermind level? I mean, how sad was it?
Do you remember? Oh, I was like, oh my god,
what have I done?
Yeah, what have I done? But I'm excited, but I'm like scared at the same time. But let's just do this.
That is like the best feeling, like you're saying. Like you're supposed to be scared. Every time I have invested something and I have been scared as fuck, then I know there are big rewards. It's like a good girl avatar is triggered, like, fuck, we need to hide, And you just took your actions like a future rich bitch and you're scared but also excited, like, fuck, now I'm going to change this.
Yeah, I mean, I was just so captivated by one of your posts that I'm like, I can't not, like, I was just magnetized to
like, I know that feeling. So yeah, so you decided to pay in full, just sign up for Godstrom. We have just been friends for like 2 weeks or something on Facebook. You have, you know, binge watching my videos, reaching my posts, being magnified. So after that, what was the first thing when you joined Godstrom? What was the first difference you felt from learning this secret, learning these tools and teaching, depending on the other coaches or other law attraction experts? What was the difference when you get access to these tools and teaching?
Well, other business coaches haven't been so much about energy. Mm-hmm. You know, like they'll just go straight into strategy. And I think that's what wasn't working for me. Like I needed to take time out to work on my energy and do all my this healing before I could go into strategy.
Exactly. You felt that, that there needed to be something deeper. It was like you have already done the business strategies, knowing how to, you know, attract clients and how to craft your programs and stuff like that, but nothing happened. It was like
it just was not taking off and I could not understand why. So this was like, okay, I'm going to do something completely different and see what happens.
Yeah, exactly. No hustling. I'm going to be lazy instead and see what this is about. Yeah. So usually when people start doing this work, they are like surprised about how easy it can be. Like it's like I'm not like whipping you in shape. Instead, I'm whipping you to like, okay, take fucking naps, do self-pleasuring, have orgasms, you know, sign off social media. So it's like it's completely different than many others. How did that feel triggering for you in the beginning?
Oh gosh, it's a while back. Where much has happened? I learned so much that I didn't understand before about who I am and what I'm capable of and how things work that I had no idea about before. Yeah,
exactly.
And how, like, the things that I've been through in my life, how they affect my money and my business today. That's what I didn't have that link before.
Exactly. That's so good what you're saying there, because that is what we usually, why we are stuck. We are like, but I'm doing Facebook ads. I am showing up consistently. I'm doing live calls. I am selling my progress, but nothing happens. And when you start doing this work, we are talking about your relationship, that actually your relationship with your mother is a big factor of, about how easy you are going to attract clients and money and your relationship with men, like we already talked about. So it's like, it's all this connection to make you feel connected to yourself. And I remember one of the things also why I have loved working with you and also love working with you in Godstrom Season 4 that we are heading to right now, we are door open next week, is that you have been, it's like, you just did it. When I give an advice or a suggestion, you just did it. There were no hesitate. You were very, you know, quick in it. You didn't overthink so much. You because you trust me. You were like, okay, this is crazy. This is so fucking uncomfortable. I can't do this, but you just did. So it was like, it was insane fast transition for you because you just did it. And many women can, I believe many can recognize that they are like, they are downloading freebies. They have a lot of tools of teaching. They are reading a lot, but they don't do it. They don't do, yeah. They don't act on the advice give. They don't do these tools in their life. And you were like decluttering like crazy. You were, you know, you did a lot of changes to really right away also. And that was why it happened. So what was the total sum you manifested in Goddess Throne? I want you to say the words. The numbers.
I think about $1.5 million.
Yes. Yes.
Australian.
And Honor, by the way, is the only woman so far that I actually had hard time to keep on track. I had to have a special folder with just every day saying exactly what she had manifested because it was so huge. It was like, okay, I manifest this and this and this. And I'm like, I can't fucking keep track. You know, like, and every day I wake up was like, okay, I manifest this and this and this. And I was like, what? So it was $1.5 million in Australian dollars, and that would be over $1 million in American dollars. That was what you manifested from Gunstor so far, like you said, so far.
Oh yeah, there's more every day.
Yeah, it's more every day, and this is just the beginning. So
yeah, just warming up.
Yeah, exactly. So you had in this $1.5 million, it was a 400K education that was free for your kids. It was a luxurious house, all paid off. It was gifts from men and people that you met. It was a 100K job. And the best part, I want you to say it, about the financial planner.
Ah, a hot financial planner to help me pay off my
car and
make me even wealthier than I already am.
Yeah. But he helped you pay off, he helped you to your debts on your credit cards was at 4,500 and he made them disappear.
Yeah, so he helped me find the money to pay it off.
Yeah.
And so I just done that today.
Amazing. Yeah. So it's, and it just keep coming in more and more money to you every day. So what, except this feeling that you actually can see, proof that you can manifest all this money and so fucking fast that you have done, how else have Goddess Throne helped you change your life? How do you feel differently today than when you first started this journey?
I realized I had many layers and many kind of masks on, and I kind of lost my real self. So now I realize that I am and I've always meant to be a wealthy woman. So I'm really stepping into that identity now, and that feels like the true me. And I'm sure that's true for a lot of you as well.
Mm.
That's why you're probably watching this, because you know deep down that you're meant to have a great lifestyle.
That I'm not meant to struggle for money. I'm not meant to live paycheck to paycheck or sell to sell. It's meant to be more. We all know that. And it's like, just like you said there, it's that you are really embodying your future rich bitch. I can see that, you know, in your vibration of how you are just sitting more in a different today than when you first started Goddess Throne. You're much more relaxed, much more confident, much more, you know, this fire in your eyes. And that comes from feeling wealthy, because you need to feel wealthy before you can manifest wealth.
And just not having to lie awake worrying about money anymore is the best.
That is like the most tension. I mean, waking up, lying and wondering about money on the evening, and then waking up and worrying about money today, how I'm going to make money. You know, it's your shoulders go up, you get, tense because it's not fun. And now you don't have to worry anymore, because you have this also belief inside that I can change this. I can change this so fucking fast. Even if all my money would disappear, I know I can manifest more money tomorrow.
Yeah. And like, even if I, you know, things go down for a bit, I know if I keep my vibration in a good place, they'll go up again pretty quickly.
Yeah, exactly. You can chase this. And that is also a kind of safety inside, to have that belief and just deep knowing that I am always safe because I can always make more money. I have taken me from this point to this fast, and I can fucking do that again.
Yeah.
Yeah, amazing. So how else have Gabbestrom helped you? I mean, with your relationship with your kids or anything else with men?
Yeah, it's definitely better with the kids. Like, I just enjoy it so much more than I did before. I'm not so snappy and grumpy. I'm much more present with them now than I was before. So that's really, really good. And I also get along really well with my ex. We have dinner together every week. You know, getting along fun.
Getting along with ex, how many people don't have that opportunity when it comes to exes? Like, when you have to, you know, do all the scheduling with children, and it's just snappy comments, and you just feel triggered, and now you are actually able to hanging out with your ex.
Yeah, and we talk nearly every day about the kids, and you know, it's great. You know, it's not a war zone. They're not living in a war zone, and you know, their parents are friends, so that's good. Still single at the moment, but that's by choice. Just taking a bit of time out at the moment.
Yeah, and you're not going to be single very long. You are so amazing, and you have already said also that you have seen a very clear pattern, because one of the things we are talking a lot about in Gabbestrom is that you're going to get some dating actually too, because when you shift your relationship with men, you're also going to shift your relationship with money and vice versa. And you have seen such a big changes that you are attracting much more masculine men, much more. They are stepping up more. They are taking actions. They are, you know, giving you free dinners. They are much more masculine. Yeah. So.
Yeah, I'm getting masculine men in my life, but they're just sort of on a friendship level at the moment. But it's just nice to see them, you know, that they actually...
To see the difference from before, when there were a lot of men that were more toxic and had alcoholism problem, you know, very wounded family, very, you know, didn't know what to do with their life, they didn't have any money, they couldn't take actions, you know, and now you see this. So that's amazing how you have improved even there. All your relationships are changing when you are changing your relationship with yourself, with money, clients, men, everyone. Yeah.
And I just want to say one thing about my mother, because we've always been like a little bit, you know, too enmeshed or codependent or whatever. And just recently, I feel like that has separated, and we're kind of just, we actually are relating on a healthy level.
yes. And that so many can recognize with that, because our relationship with mom can be very, very triggering. We can feel like she's always in our face, always there pushing our limits and boundaries. And what we do in Gabbestrom is actually to, you know, have much better boundaries and knowing how to express some boundaries in a very healthy and powerful way without, you know, snapping at someone or yelling or blaming or anything. And what you have done there with your mother is just a living proof about how far you have come, because you felt like, and now it's like, we can exist together. We can respect each other. We don't have to, you know, think the same way as always or have the same opinions, but we can, yeah.
And it's interesting because she doesn't feel like the need to come and see me every single week. Like, she had to come every single week. I've had a few weeks off.
God. So she's like respecting your private life. I don't have to be, you know, always on.
I don't know. Like, I told her I wanted to be independent. And I think, you know, because I was less needy, it made her less needy.
Yeah, totally. So how has your relationship changed with yourself, not just with the money and everything? How do you feel different? You mentioned that you stopped smoking. What else have happened?
I'm working out. I'm going to the gym tomorrow. I've started eating better. So that's my next thing. I really want to get in shape. So I've started doing that. I think I've just really, for a long, long time, lost touch with who I really am. And I was out of alignment, just in all these different situations that were just wrong for me. And now I'm just sort of like making a list of all the things that feel right. And I'm just trusting that the next thing's going to be good. And I trust my intuition now, because that's what you've encouraged me to do, is really trust my intuition as a number one priority.
Exactly. So many of us are having intuitive message, but we don't trust them. We're like, oh, maybe I'm just oversensitive. Maybe I'm just imagining. Maybe it wasn't so bad. Maybe, no, I'm just overthinking this. Is that from, this doesn't feel good, or this does feel good. This is what I feel I need to do. And you just did it. And that is why you manifested over $1.5 million in just a short time. That's amazing.
Yeah. Because it's when you decide, I want more, that's when you get more. I don't want it. When you really put your foot down and go, I don't want this, or I do want this, that's when it happens.
Yeah. And women are so bad in that, because we are guilt shaming ourselves so much for wanting more. So that is why we can get into this. But I can settle. This is okay. Okay, I can do this. And we do that with men, and we do it with money and everything. But you can't get all this magic that you have manifested so fast if you're not like, no, this is not enough. I want more. I want more. And you need to feel almost like a bitch to do that, because we are bitchy, according to society, when we want more, when we're not settled, when we are love, when we take place and we do differently.
Yeah, and I'm not afraid, like, about what people think. If they think I'm a bitch now, I don't care.
No, that is so good. Like, just stop worrying about what other people are thinking.
Yeah.
That is really the key to success. So what would you say if someone have watching my videos and my posts and are really feeling inspired by your story and all other success stories about working with me, and they want to take the leap, but they are just scared to pay in full and commit to doing this work? What would you say to them?
Just fucking do it.
Exactly.
So awesome. Like, I don't know, give yourself the opportunity. Stop putting everybody else first. You know, you're probably looking after your kids and your husband and your friends and your clients and everything like that. Do something for you.
Good one. Exactly, because this is like, what we think when we're investing is like, okay, so I invest in this program, but it's actually going back to yourself, because you're investing in yourself. You're investing in yourself. It's not just about money. You are improving all your relationships on every level. What you are getting from this tiny investment is so fucking, it's so huge, the benefits you get from it, the results you're getting from it.
Yeah, and I think, you know, women have, like, settled for less, or, you know, been put into bad situations, like oppressive situations, for so long. It's fucking time that we said, this isn't good enough. We want everything.
We just want everything. More. We demand more. We demand more. We're worth on more. Yes, we are. Really are. So thank you so much, Anar, for this amazing
interview.
Thank you for taking the time and sharing your inspiring story. I know that this video is going to be like, a lot of clicks are going to be on that, and that is because you have done such an amazing work. I'm so honored that you trusted me and that you have really taken all advice or everything and just do it, and that these are the results that are coming from taking this big leap of trust and just investing in yourself and doing it.
Thank you for helping me, and I can't wait to keep working with you.
Yeah, of course. We are seeing each other. You're going to, everyone is watching this video, season 4 of Godstone Honor. I have signed up for that as well, because we are not ready. We are not stopping at $1.5 million. So we are getting more. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So you're going to actually have as a power sister Honor, and I can't imagine something better than having Honor's consciousness also in this mastermind, because she's going to be there and you're going to see how she's working with me, and we're going to have so much fun. So thank you so much, Honor, for coming here and taking your time, and
And I can't wait to meet you guys. I can't wait to meet you guys when you sign up.
Exactly. We're going to have so much fun. Okay.
Thank you. Okay.